Okay. Microsoft just dropped a post that feels like it's arguing with half the agent discourse.
Right. The advice du jour is just make your CLI take a dash JSON blob so agents can speak JSON natively. And Waldex-like, we tested that. It's worse.
Worse? How?
They built this synthetic CLI, pod CTL, multi-service deployments, nested config, the whole mess. ARG's version requires repeating dash service name to group blocks. JSON version is one clean object. Then they ran 5 models on both. ARG's got 5 out of 5 correct every time, even Haiku 4.5.
And JSON.
Top 3 models matched ARG's. The 2 smaller ones, Haiku and MayI Code 1 Flash, dropped to 3 and 2 out of 5.
So, smaller models can't keep the nesting straight.
Yes. But the bigger hit is cost. JSON was 4 to 11 times more expensive per task.
11 times? That's brutal.
Retries. Every time the JSON payload fails, syntax error, wrong nesting, or the shell mangles the quotes, the agent spins up another attempt. Those retries burn output tokens, which are the priciest.
Shell escaping. Of course.
PowerShell versus Bash made it worse. Same model, same payload. 9 times cost on PowerShell, 1.5 on Bash. The CLI args. 5 cents versus 7. Stable.
So the constraint of args, actually the agents.
Exactly. args limit the input space to what dash dash help says is valid. JSON hands the model a schema and says good luck.
And the smaller models just can't pay the capability tax.
Right. Strong models recover. Eventually. But that eventually is where the 11x cost comes from.
So the practical take is, don't rewrite your CLI for agents.
Unless you love paying for retries and debugging shell escaping.
But wait, what about the teams shipping agent-native tools? Like Instagi we talked about last episode.
Different problem. InstaGUI wraps CLIs to auto-generate a GUI. It's outside in. No author blessing needed.
Right, and it's self-hosted. No vendor lock-in. This is about the CLI's format, not discovery.
Yeah. Microsoft's point is purely about the interface. ARGs beat JSON for agent reliability and cost today.
And yet, half the agent Twitter is still out here telling everyone to JSON all the things.
Classic.
So, who care about this?
Anyone building a CLI that agents will call repeatedly. The cost delta compounds fast.
And anyone using smaller models. If you're on Haiku or Flash, args are the difference between works and maybe works if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. And if you're on Sonnet 5, still 4x cheaper to stick with args.
Okay, but what's the angle here? If I'm selling an agent platform, am I supposed to tell customers just use args?
You tell them the truth. JSON's elegance is theoretical. Args are the boring answer that wins today.
The boring answer keeps winning. That's such an exploring next take.
It's the tokenization episode all over again.
All right, build next. The pod CTL test repos in the Microsoft dev blog post. Links below if anyone's crazy enough to recreate it. But the real next step is simpler. Keep your args. And maybe stop giving agents so many ways to fail.